tech stuff, lenses, lighting, exposures, and all that good stuff, I just use my cell phone camera. Honestly, sometimes like photos that are taken later at night that don't have natural lighting, you can tell they're taken on a cell phone, obviously. But I'm able to take really good pictures with my phone when I'm using natural lighting, which helps. It helps emphasize my skin and my hair color and everything like that, and create softer shadow effects behind me and on my body, so those look more attractive. Let's see what certain positions felt like, what you tried to draw attention to or distract from. Some poses feel a little bit ridiculous, like if you're on your hands and knees trying to take a picture and you're doing like I do, which my phone is voice activated, so you have to call out a certain word to like make the camera take a picture. So while you're sitting there in an awkward position saying like smile or something, and you're just like, this is fucking weird. I try to make sure that my face can't be seen in any of my photos, so I try to draw attention away from that and like crop it out, as well as like I'll try to like sit up straighter sometimes, like because I don't want to look all slumped over or hunched or anything like that, because that's not cute or anything like that. What you hope viewers to feel, notice, and think. Well, the obvious answer is that I want people to look at my photos and feel like aroused or interested. But I also do want them to think that certain photos are pretty or interesting or artistic. Post-processing. What, how many didn't make the cut, goofs, and what didn't work. There's often a lot of photos that don't make it because they'll be either like too, I'll have been like too much out of the picture. There was a slightly better pose that I took, you know, then I don't want to have a bunch of like very similar looking poses and one's the best. So I'm not going to, if I take like five pictures in a similar pose and one's really good and the others are just kind of regular or look exactly the same, I'm not going to put the other four pictures up. That would be pointless. Were you listening to music during and what? I do not listen to music during any of my photo shoots, because I often have other people at home, and so I don't like that, you know. I try to do my stuff as quickly as possible usually. Sometimes I get to take a little bit longer if it's just me alone. So yeah, which is often why like I'm not going to be able to post a ton of audio posts, because I'm not often alone. So yeah. Where do these wonderful titles come from? Songs, usually songs or poems, but mostly songs. I usually will be trying in some way, if there's a certain song I'm thinking of, I'll be trying to like convey the emotion of the song through my poses, whether that's wistful or sassy or what have you. I try to get it across, and I try to make people like think of that song and feel a connection with that song in connection with my pictures. Yeah. What it feels like just before and after pressing send. Lots of anticipation. Lots of anticipation. yeah. And some nervousness, obviously, because I have hope, you know, not knowing if my posts are going to be well received or not. So, yeah. What did commenters miss? What unexpected thing did they notice? Not much. People don't usually miss much or anything, really, because they're seeing everything that I choose to show. So there's that. However, people notice my stomach, and at first, like, that was weird for me, because I didn't want people really, like, it's something that sometimes I'm a little bit self-conscious about, but a lot of commenters really, really seemed to like it, which was totally unexpected for me. Alright, so, thus ends my first, like, Gone Wild backstage kind of recording. So, alright. Later days.